This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do. If not, I'm going to share it with you as to how to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com so you can see our little faces, what it is that we do, and how it is that we do what we do. And there's a whole bunch of branches on the base of this tree, let me tell you, because we're bearing much fruit to the glory of our Father, John 15. But in saying that, you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And as well, friends, you can jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account as well. At any time you'd like to call over the next 2 hours, 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to slow down just a little bit because I know people say that, Bradley, man, you're flying all the time. I know I got lots to say in a very short amount of time. So without further ado, folks, I also want to let you know that if you're the first time listener to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Also want to give a quick shout out to WCGA 1100 AM. Brunswick, Savannah, Georgia. Welcome aboard. We appreciate your trust. Again, a shout out to WCGA 1100 AM Brunswick, Savannah. Thank you for picking us up live every Saturday. Also wanted to let you know, listeners abroad in 53 countries, as well as friends, I don't even know how many affiliates we have from coast to coast, as well as to Texas all the way up to Minnesota. But we want to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one radio show. And we know why you do that, because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? And what we want to do is we want to give you answers to the problems. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So what we're going to do first hour, friends, we're actually going to be talking about how they're in it together. I'll hit that in just a couple moments. It was said by Thomas Paine, one of the founders, who said, whenever the legislators endeavor to take away or to reduce you, America, to slavery under arbitrary power, they, those that are attempting to put you under arbitrary power, criminals in government, friends, they put themselves in a state of war with the people, okay, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience and are left to the common refuge which God hath provided for all men against force and violence, okay? So they are in it together, Hillary, Barack, and the foreigners. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. I wanted to highlight this really quick, friends, because we were told, and we've been told by the conservatives, the counterfeit conservatives, and the counterfeit Christians abroad that, well, it's going to be a close race between Hillary Beans, the criminal herself, and Donald Trump. Now, I'm trying to figure out how that works, and I've highlighted this several times, but you do need to understand that Hillary Clinton, like Barack Hussein Obama, first and foremost, they are Saul Alinsky disciples, okay? And they actually have a method in which they use where they want the enemies to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. So when you're seeing these pollings, friends, you need to understand, first of all, they're false. Secondly, they're fixed, okay? And I'm about ready to play some audio in just a second here for you. But I also want to let you know that not only does Hillary Clinton, 56% of her Twitter account is completely contrived, and for those that have been duped by Barack Hussein Obama, do keep in mind that 70% of his Twitter account is completely contrived. In other words, folks, people are not supporting them, but as long as you believe that there's a portion of people out there that do, well, then guess what? They're going to do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing today. Let me go back into a blast from the past that people need to be aware of in this voting season, because we have Clinton Eugene Clint Curtis, who's an American attorney, computer programmer, and an ex-employee of NASA and ExxonMobil. He came forward and told the world in an open testimony that the voting machines are not only hackable to determine an election, but that he designed the program to do it in 2000. Now, I'm actually putting this on the back of the train, friends. In other words, what I'm saying is I'm bringing it about line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what I'm talking about with Hillary Clinton and how the polls, have you ever noticed the polls are always like 51 or 49%? They always have them really close. Well, folks, let's go back to what's going on today, okay? We have Bernie Sanders, okay? He's a full-blown communist, and you know that, and I know that. He's un-American. He's an outlaw to who we are as a people. But we can see that his campaign, and on his campaign trail, folks, he is conglomerating. He is actually drawing on a young group of people out there, demographic, in large numbers. And we also know that when we take that and put that over to Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton can't even fill up a room of 200 people. But the way that you get it, the state-controlled narrative wants to take a picture of Hillary, and that what they want to do, just like Barack Hussein Obama, and then they take a group of people and they put them behind them. And no matter what they say, Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, or Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, what they'll do is every time they say something, the group of people, probably 20 or 30 people behind them, they start to applaud everything that they say because they want to give you the impression that they have a whole lot of support when in fact they do not. Okay? I'm just trying to set this. I'm trying to tee this up for you. So, Sam, how much time do we got before we play this audio? Okay, we got 1 minute. I'm going to play it right on the other side. Now, I want you to pay attention to the details concerning Clinton, Eugene Clint, okay? Curtis's testimony came in 2006 before the United States House Judiciary members in Ohio. In 100, Curtis was hired by Tom Fenney to build software that would rig an election using electronic voter machines. And according to Curtis, he could rig the machines in such a way to determine a 51-49 split in favor of the person that wanted him to win, or I'm sorry, that was to win the election. Now, what you also need to note, friends, we'll play this right when we come back on the other side of this break, but when you're going to begin to pay attention to the audio, in which I want you to pay attention to because it's very important that you do understand what these people are doing, I want you to pay attention to who hired him to actually rig the elections in the first place. He begins to name names and say that these representatives that derive their just powers from we the people are the ones that actually hired this guy to rig these machines, these voter machines, in favor of who they wanted to win. I said your representatives hired this individual to rig the election machines. But America, you've known that this has been going on in your country for a long time. It's time to wake up. We're going to come right back on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do so. Stick to topic, please. Stick to topic. I'm going to play some audio here from you from a computer programmer testifying that he rigged voting machines. Now, I'm equating that to the present. This is a blast from the past, 2006. But I want to let you know that this is also happening in Iowa in the present. So, it's not way back then, it's happening today. Now, we also can understand, and folks, you know what, I think it's pretty safe to say that we can all agree that we're dealing with a totalitarian government. We're dealing with a foreign government right now that has been attacking the American people for the last 15 years. There's no question about it. That is foreign to American government. There's no getting away from it, folks. They are swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and the enumerated laws. Well, these people are doing just the exact opposite. They're attempting to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own one world government image, friends. Okay? And this isn't a theory. This is the fact. It's out there. Everybody and their dog, cat, parakeet, and hamster know that this is going on. So anyways, I want to get to this audio, and I want to give you a quote by none other than Joseph Stalin. And also keep in mind, friends, back in the 30s, President Roosevelt had America calling Joseph Stalin, who was killing millions and millions and millions and millions of his own people after he disarmed them. He had America calling Joseph Stalin the murderous dictator Uncle Joe. But Uncle Joe is one that said, it is enough that the people know that there was an election. This is how they try to appease you, friends. It is enough to know that the people know that there was an election. The people who cast the votes decide nothing, said communist murderous dictator Joseph Stalin. The people who count the votes decide everything. Let me say that again. He said, it is enough that the people know that there was an election. The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the the votes decide everything. And in going back to the first segment with Bernie and Hillary, friends, both of them, folks, completely illegitimate children in every sense of the word. They're outlaws, friends. The Hillary Clinton administration is criminal. I mean, there's T-shirts all over stores now where it states, friends, Hillary for prison. And they're trying to legitimize, the state-controlled narrative is attempting to legitimize this criminal who is working in a treasonous fashion with foreign countries, who's being funneled millions and millions of dollars from Muslim nations into her campaign, as well as Russian money going into the Clinton campaign. I don't know if you're aware of this, friends, but it's happening today, okay? And this is nothing new under the sun. We can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when we look over at Bill Clinton himself. He committed the act of treason with the Chinese military back in the 90s. You thought it was Monica Lewinsky when, in fact, friends, what he was doing was selling military, United States military secrets to the Chinese in your backyard. That's why they impeached him, friends. Article 2, Section 4, just so you know. Okay? Now, again, I want you to understand, friends, what's going on right now is treason. It's treason from the powers without trying to crush you from within. In so many different ways. We can get to that later, but I want to get to this audio real quick. This, again, is a blast from the past just to show you that these voting machines are rigged directly from the mouth of those that are responsible for rigging them.
Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49. To whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how would such a program, a secret program that fixes the election, how could it be detected?
You would have to view it either in the source code, or you'd have to have a receipt and then count the hard paper against the actual vote total. Other than that, you won't see it.
All right, Mr. Curtis, if you had been asked, you or others with your professional expertise had been asked to design a protective program that would protect the Ohio elections from against such software to fix the election, could you have done so?
If we've been asked to make a program that can fix the election, sure, anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it.
If we've designed a program or a procedure or a protocol that would have protected Ohio against this kind of rigging.
No, you have to look at the source code. You have to get probably programmers from both or all parties to look at the source code and determine if there's anything in there that shouldn't be there.
Okay, folks, so what he does is further on down the audio, it's a 12-minute audio, it's a video actually, but you're obviously hearing the audio on radio, he begins to highlight the people that actually hired him to do the rigging of the the polls and the rigging of the voting machines were actually representatives of the states. So you need to understand where this is coming down from, folks. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, and we can see that's exactly what's happening today. And, folks, by the way, just as in 2012, you can go back to Barack Hussein Obama, all but claiming that it was a civil right to engage in voter fraud. But, America, again, you've known this for the last 7 3/4 years concerning this criminal in the White House. As a matter of fact, even in Texas, there was Texas representatives accusing the Obama administration for aiding and abetting voter fraud. Now, I want to take that over to this because it truly is important for you to understand that, again, what Thomas Paine said, he was one of our forefathers, friends. He was one that lived through the Revolutionary War. He was one that cut ties with Britain. By the way, we're going to be talking about what is Independence Day all about? What is the 4th of July all about? It's about our forefathers saying no to a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. That's why our forefathers told us either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in between. But listen to what Thomas Paine said again. He said that whenever the legislators endeavor to take away or to reduce you, America, to slavery under arbitrary power, it's not constitutional power, friends. It's arbitrary power. It's unconstitutional. They are deriving their just powers from not the consent of we, the people, and who they represent, but they're deriving their just powers from their special interest groups, and you know it, and I know it. Thomas Paine goes on, they put themselves into a state of war with people. Folks, this has happened a long, long time ago. You have been under attack by, folks, your government, which is foreign to American government. The institution of government, which is God ordained, Exodus 18:21, is beautiful. It is awesome. But we don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the laws. And if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. It really is that simple. But you need to understand that your representatives have been at war with you for a long, long time. In America, the strength of the Constitution lies in your willingness to enforce the enumerated laws found within against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And also notice again, friends, for the new listeners, they swear with their hand on the Bible, and they put their hand up to God and man, swearing that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Well, what happens when they no longer do that? Well, then you do that, 318 million of you that are sick and tired of the less than 1.7% of the population that's attempting to destroy you. There's no excuse for what's going on in this country. But you do need to understand, they have put themselves at war with you a long time ago because they are acting out of their scope of authority. Thomas Paine goes on, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience, that's you, America, and are left to the common refuge which God hath provided for all men against force and violence. Folks, you are dealing with a totalitarian government. They love to smack your face. They love to pull your hair, and then they find a small, small group of people that can sit there and decry victim while they tear down the laws and attempt to re-implement new unlaws. Policy. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. So when you hear policy, friends, you understand right then and there that if it's not congruent with law, then it's null and void. It doesn't apply to you. It doesn't apply to you. Folks, I want you to understand that this administration's attempting to create people that's at war with them when, in fact, this administration's at war with you every single step of the way. And they are trying to make and open the doors wide for your sworn enemies that want to destroy your country on a daily basis, like that of Hillary Clinton and her criminal regime. Friends, on a daily basis, as a matter of fact, just in June, friends, did you realize that Barack Hussein Obama just brought in 99% of the Muslims were 2,800 Syrian refugees into America illegally, and they didn't have to swear to uphold the Constitution, nor did they have to swear an allegiance to uphold the Constitution and its law. No, because he and his administration are at war with you, and we can see this trickle down every single day. Folks, it's called perfect judgment. We're going to come right back to this, folks, because you need to understand that they're in it together. Hillary, Barack, and the foreigners within are at war with you. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, there's no doubt that Americans have been under attack by that which is foreign to our Constitution since September 11th, 2001, namely by those who are set in the guise of American representation. And it's interesting to note that while most people are confused about Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, and Hillary Clinton, and her, by the way, her little Muslim advisor, along with Barack, Valerie Jarrett, I mean, these two acting as if they're in opposition one with another, folks, you got to be kidding me. See, folks, that game was played back in 2008, and the American people drank the Kool-Aid. But you need to understand that it's important that you don't forget that Barack Hussein Obama and his administration is tried and true concerning their crimes against we the people. As a matter of fact, 1,180 times his administration has transgressed the laws of our Constitution over the last 7 3/4 years. Because he's been trained up in the school of crime under the treasonous Clinton administration, because Barack Hussein Obama's administration is that of Clinton's administration, tried and true in their crimes concerning we the people. And in P.S., posted script, she wants it back. I want to reiterate the fact, folks, she does not have the support. But the narrative, which is controlled by the CIA, bought and paid for, is that whatever you're told through the state-controlled media, which has less than a 21% approval rating, by the way, America, you better believe what we say. She doesn't have the support. P.S., neither does Barack Hussein Obama. You've been duped by ill-designing men, America, big time. It was reported on Wednesday that Barack was eager to get out on the campaign trail and help Hillary Clinton's chance of landing in the People's White House. Just saying. And of course, that's all going on under the false pretense of legitimacy. The fact is that her support like that of Barack Hussein Obama is all completely from A to Z contrived. I mean, outside of their families, friends, forgive me. And furthermore, Americans have proven over and over again not to be in support of either of these administrations. But I'll tell you who is in support of these administrations, both of them, because they're both sides of the same coin, friends, two peas in the same pod. America's sworn enemies are in support of these treasonous individuals. Now, before I get rocking on this, I want you to understand again, friends, and I'm not talking down to you. Just for the new listener, I want you to understand that the act of treason is what's going on in this country. Hey, you know, I can just give you some real quick facts here. Do you know that foreign countries are giving Hillary Clinton's foundation millions of dollars? Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, a Muslim nation, gave her $5 to $10 million that we know of into her foundation. State of Kuwait, $5 to $10 million. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on. For the sake of time, I'm not going to do that. The state of Qatar, $1 to $5 million. Folks, Muslim nations are supporting Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. United Arab Emirates, $1 to $5 million. I mean, folks, there's 20 of these nations that we have in front of us. And by the way, this is common knowledge. This isn't a thing done in the corner, friends. This is what's happening in your faces all day long, yet they remain in your faces doing the things that they're allotted to do. Treason, defined by none other than the Roman Senate, philosopher and orator, Marcus Cicero, however you want to say it. He said, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. That's what's happening today, friends. Treason within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, but the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in a sense familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He even goes so far to make appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city, namely America, your country. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. The traitor is the plague. Folks, this isn't done in a corner somewhere. What's going on in your country? This, again, let me just reiterate this point, is common knowledge. When you go to the 18 U.S. Code 2381, treason whoever, owing allegiance to the United States, levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be in prison not less than 5 years and fined under the title, but not less than 10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. Folks, federal code. Federal code. But see, as long as you didn't know that, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Because you're giving them permission to do that. See, that's why the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. People are so thankful in this country that they forgot what our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us. Namely, giving us the gift of freedom through their sacrifice. Americans are so grateful that they haven't taken the time to actually read the founding documents. And of course, I'm being facetious, friends. What a slap in the face of those who gave their all for our freedoms. Freedom, again, friends, was given unto us to do not what we want to do, but what we ought to do. Going back, Barack Hussein Obama wanted to go bust the stump and kick the stump for none other than Hillary Clinton. I thought they were enemies, friends. This is WWF at its very worst. Pro wrestling. They act like they're enemies in front of the people. They're best of friends behind closed doors. As a matter of fact, folks, they're being funded by the same people to destroy your country. But I can take that and parallel that to the book of Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, where he said, "The nation that forgets me, I'll turn it into hell." And we know the fruit of Satan himself in John 10 is that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's all we've seen from both of these administrations. And by the way, don't forget about the Bushes, friends. They're a part of this little game, too. Isn't it interesting we see all these crimes taking place on a daily basis for the last 7 3/4 years? How many presidents have you seen actually stand up and begin to condemn him for his crimes against we the people? Does he maintain his well-being on the same boat that we're on, America, namely the United States of America? How could they not speak out against the crimes of this administration? Yet I've stood back as a young man for the last 7 3/4 years, and I haven't heard one of them condemn his crimes. Matter of fact, what I have seen is them just going right along to get along and adhere to everything that this administration is advocating to destroy your country. And don't tell me that it's happening inadvertently, friends. No. They have the reputation, whereas to people in this country would take heed to what they had to say. But as long as those stand back behind the scenes that should speak up, that's what encourages the act of tyranny and tyrants to continue on in their crimes against we the people. Now, let me prove my point that there is no difference between Barack and Hillary Clinton. It was on the front page of the paper on Wednesday in big bold letters, terrorism in Istanbul, Turkey. Now, what should be of interest to every American is the fact that the act and the gun, not the Muslim actor who pulled the trigger, are condemned, while Barack appoints another terror-tied Muslim to a high-security position in our backyards in an attempt now, America, to disarm you. I mean, then there was this story, folks. Obama's Muslim Homeland Security Advisor demands national gun registry right after this sodomite Muslim transgender who visited that bar in Orlando allegedly walked in and killed how many people? Allegedly. Let me add allegedly, friends. They didn't blame the Muslim pulling the trigger. No. The homosexuals in Chicago, along with the Muslims, as I've been warning for several years now, that the radical Muslims are on the heels of the homosexuals using their same methodology to play the victim, while in fact they're the ones perpetuating the crimes against you, America. They're being used as a political battering ram, both groups are, to upend your sovereignty. Remember what John Adams said, second president of the United States of America? Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Well, what does that mean? By the way, religion to our forefathers was under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Wesleyans, Baptists, Catholics, Lutherans, so on and so forth. Not foreign religions. Though they're afforded asylum to come into the United States of America, they must adhere to our Mosaic Institution. But folks, Obama's, again, and we've highlighted this so much in the past, Barack Hussein Obama is appointing terror-tied Muslims to high positions in the Homeland Security. Matter of fact, even Jay Johnson, the appointee, it said that he was set there for the plight of the Muslims. And folks, I could do a 5-hour show on how many Muslims have been implemented and placed. Folks, in other words, they're the fox in the chicken coop. You're surrounded by foreigners on purpose. And now what he's doing is he's taking your military, sending them overseas to fight off what you're tolerating in your backyard through the crimes of this administration. That's what I want you to understand as to what's going on here. Well, our Navy SEALs, the best that we have in this country, are sent overseas to fight off Islamic terror, right? That's what we're told. The floodgates and the doors and the walls are broken down So illegal, radical, Muslim-tied terrorists can come into the United States of America. That's exactly what's happening. You are being duped, America. You need to open your eyes. Read Acts 20, verse 21. It's time to wake up. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right on, back on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again, friends. New listeners, check out Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, and you'll understand why we're in trouble. We have departed from a living God, and that's exactly why we're in trouble. We're eating the fruit of our own ways. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. But we already knew all this. We were warned over and over and over again. And again, friends, especially the new listener, remember the history of mankind is... Hey, folks, they depart from God. They give themselves over to tyranny. The tyrant kills off. Nobody's killed more people, folks, in the history of mankind, conglomerated than the state, just so you know. First, they have to disarm you, right? In what they do is once they're killed off by their own governments, then what happens is they go back to the God, and their countries are destroyed, might I add. Then they return back to the God that they should have never forsaken in the first place. That's the history of mankind. As a matter of fact, anybody can test me on that. Go and look to history. Study the past that our forefathers told us to study, and you'll always find that man departs from God. That's his first mistake, and it's always his last mistake in Jesus Christ. And yes, I said in Jesus' name, in Jesus Christ. There is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. I was just talking about how Barack Hussein Obama... is guilty as charged every step of the way for aiding and abetting and even financing America's sworn enemies, both from without and within. Matter of fact, since Barack Hussein Obama's been there, he's even taken some of these Guantanamo Bay supposed Muslim terrorists, and he's released them to go back to the Middle East to fight you on another day, America. While just this last month, 2,800 of them were actually brought into America under the noses of the American people. And, of course, that's not hard to figure out, America, because I know for the most part, a good portion of you are being entertained out of your freedoms. Tained, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. So as long as you're being entertained, hey, I'm stealing away your freedoms, and that's exactly what your enemy knows. That's exactly what your enemy knows. I was just talking about how Obama's Muslim Homeland Security Advisor demanded national gun registry. Folks, the enemy within demanding, listen carefully, demanding. By the way, the Department of Homeland Security, it's unconstitutional. The TSA, it's unconstitutional. Several of these bureaucracies, they're unconstitutional, America. And you've been told since September 11, 2001, they're there for your security when in fact, folks, they have been assailing you at every step of the way. Now they want to disarm you in a state of terror. In a state of terror. Who's creating all this terror? Well, out of chaos, they create a what? We can create a new world order out of terror. Who's creating the terror? Remember what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, known as the father of our Constitution, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, he said it would come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, this guy in the White House is aiding your enemy every step of the way. He's appointing your enemy to high security positions in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, again, concerning Orlando, just last week, we now found out that the criminal attorney general, Loretta Lynch, now she just scrubbed the records, folks. We're not gonna equate terrorists with Muslims, no, but keep in mind, go back just a little bit, and remember that it was the Department of Homeland Security that zeroed you in and defined you, America, you Christian American patriot constitutionalists, as the terrorists. They've already told you who the terrorists are. They're blaming you for everything, America. They're blaming you. But we have Obama's Muslim Homeland Security Advisor demanding national gun registry. Let me say this, America, and listen to me carefully. Do not disarm. America, listen to me carefully. Do not disarm. You have rights given unto you by your Creator, not privileges given unto you by the state. They work for you. You don't work for them. Don't disarm, America. Don't do it. I mean, you're going to be led to the slaughter. I mean, if you want to make yourself sheep, America, then go ahead and let the wolves devour. But as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. And when you get a moment, go to the New Testament and go to Luke 11:21. Obama is appointing the foxes in the chicken coop, friends. As a matter of fact, the Obama administration has been riddled with Muslims who are anti-American. They are sworn enemies to America in their views in key national security positions. Now this Cairo-born individual, Gamal, I'm not even going to try to say his last name, Hafiz, he's a Muslim, who immigrated to the States in 1990 and worked at the FBI for 22 years, is calling for a national gun registry in clear violation of the Second Amendment. In December 2002, this appointee, ABC News, blurted the truth out in their confusion when they reported that he was accused by two FBI veteran investigators that he interfered with the ongoing terror investigations. He thwarted terror investigations, friends. Who's profiting from terror more than governments globally are? How come they're not condemning the responsible party? They're condemning the innocent people. Why is it that America, I have to pry your eyes open and pry your ears open for you to see that which is in front of your face? A little kid would understand what's going on here, friends. They're attempting to incriminate those that refuse and those that reject totalitarian rule. And don't ask me, just ask Henry Kissinger, the pedophile himself that has been an advisor on every administration since Richard Nixon. He's the one that said those that resist the New World Order are the terrorists. And don't forget about Barack Hussein Obama after all 144 or 142 days of serving the Chicagoans and Illinois. Don't forget about him, folks, that he was over in Europe calling for a new world order, just like George Bush Sr. was over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. And he was the one that said, out of chaos, can we create? Out of chaos, can we create a new world order? 212 times. You are being lied to him. Folks, get into the Word of God. Let the Lord open your eyes. It's not difficult to see. Furthermore, that's all we have to do is go back to our forefathers and understand what it was like for them, because they've left enough records to understand what it's like to deal with a tyrant. And furthermore, first and foremost, when you read the Word of God, what is it? What is it? It shows you the good, the bad, and the ugly. It shows us who, folks, that were to submit to God, not to tyrannical rule anywhere. Nowhere in the Bible, friends, does it tell you to submit to tyrannical rule. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what one tyrant said. And this tyrant, he had enough common sense, this tyrant. Hey, folks, I am telling you, this guy had enough common sense, Napoleon Bonaparte. He said, listen carefully, and he was right on the smack. He said that the Bible is no mere book. He said it is a living creature that conquers all that would oppose it. Amen. Folks, we are having church up in here. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. We are. We're kicking the hell out and we're getting the heaven in Jesus' name. The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with the power that conquers all that oppose it. Why do you think Barack Hussein Obama is assailing your children in public schools 365 days a year, friends? And why do you think he's assailing your Christian heritage and your Constitution, America? Because that's the great obstacle to those that want to rule by force. Hey, folks, a free people not only be armed, said George Washington, but disciplined. To which end a uniform and well-digested plan is a requisite, and their safety and interest require that they should promote such manufacturers as to tend and to render them independent of others for essential, particularly military supplies. And he said, end quote, that includes your governments. That includes, Bradley, that just sounds so radical. No, what's radical, friends, is you have an administration sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb, sanctioning and even making you, friends, now paying for transgender operations. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on concerning the violations of this administration. Had you known the law. But again, friends, you're going to settle for the fact that he's appointing Muslim Brotherhood Homeland Security advisors, now demanding that they disarm you, America. Nothing new under the sun. And he's appointing those that are attempting, folks, and is thwarting investigations into the crimes of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States of America. He's been doing this for a long time. But Barack Hussein Obama, man, he keeps elevating them into a higher position concerning the crimes. Hey, you got to go along to get along. And if we see here for the next 4 years that you're willing to go along with the administration, well, then I'll tell you what, we'll promote you. Yep, that's exactly right. Now, let's go back to Hillary Clinton concerning gun control and what this is all about and how they're in this together. The great obstacle right now, friends, and a mercy of God is that you're still an armed people. Okay? Listen carefully. To tie Hillary back into the equation, remember that her daughter, Chelsea Clinton, recently made the comment that since Justin Scalia is dead and no longer on the Supreme Court, that gun control can finally happen. Hey, folks, I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to show you your history, and I'm going to tell you exactly what the 4th of July is all about. It's called Independence Day for a reason. Why did they throw off that tyrant? I want to tell you why on the other side. Hour 2 coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.